Celtics win it in Phoenix tonight, 102-94. Abdul Nader's here. Did I call that right? You loved that off your fingertips, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It felt good when I let it go.
Talk to me about this.
Stop
this.
Breathing so hard.
My bad, man. I'm working.
I'd like to see you take one step on a Stairmaster and see what would happen. You would suck all the oxygen out of any building you were in. The last couple of games here, it seems another guy's going down every single game. Brad Stevens, we talked before the game about you, about Shemmy, about the minutes you got early in the year. How much are those minutes paying dividends for you and the fellow rookies now?
It means a lot. Anytime you could get out there as a rookie and get those early minutes, especially early in the season, it's just more experience. The more experience you have, the more comfortable you feel, the more confidence you play with on both ends. So it's big.
You can tell just watching your balance, though. When you get lack of minutes, you rush shots, and you don't take them naturally. When you get quality minutes and you know you're going to be out there, you're a lot more comfortable with your balance and your shot.
Yeah, no, 100% I agree. I remember earlier in the year when I was just getting in and, you know, those nerves are going and everything. You're just, like, kind of flicking it like you've been doing it for – you've been playing the league 10 years. But, like you said, it just comes with the confidence and being out there, knowing you're going to stay out there.
All right, one piece of advice I have for you. You missed those 4 free throws that time. Whenever you get the 2 – back off from the line a minute. You were just like horsing them in. Like, you're just like, if I can get out of here.
Yeah, after I was watching the game, my girlfriend told me the same exact thing. She's like, just back off, take a deep breath, and you'll be good. But, I just got to keep working.
Is that, you know, it's funny. I wasn't even thinking about that until he brought it up. It's really an interesting experience. Everybody is going to have one of those moments. You're going to have, like, rookie moments, and it's almost as if how Brad handles it after, how you handle it after, that's where the value is, right. After it.
Yeah, and Brad, he's one of a kind. I haven't had a coach like him before, and he just keeps instilling that confidence in all the guys. So, it's huge, and I'm grateful to have him as a coach.
Man, you're lucky you weren't in the NBA with the coaches I had. You'd have been yelling at you, screaming like, you missed another free throw. But Brad is like that. He's a common influence.
Yeah, so, I'm grateful for him, so.
Abdul, enjoy it. Get some more advice from Max about not breathing heavy after. Really?
That's right.
Really?
Max always got something to hit me with. Yeah.
It's positive.